Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fifth. The DH, David Justice. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Borders. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Tewksbury. And now, play ball. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vizquel bunts in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to second. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Borders batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ortiz scoops it up and throws to first, with Tewksbury covering, for the out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Grissom hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive towards the mound. Tewksbury reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 0 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tomy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomy is 0 for 1 in the game. Tomy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Justice reaches second base with a double. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles strikes out. 2 outs. Pat Borders batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Borders is 0 for 1 in the game. Borders hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ortiz for the out. One out. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Cordova. The throw from Borders and he is out, Vizquel applying the tag. Two outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Grissom reaches second base with a double. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a line drive into right field. Lawton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lawton. Grissom scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tomey is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Borders fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Justice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Giles is 0 for 2 in the game. Giles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Justice moves to third. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Borders is 0 for 2 in the game. Borders hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Justice scores. Giles moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Giles moves to third. Borders moves to second. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Roberts is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Roberts hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Giles tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coomer for the out. 2 outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Swindell now pitching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Tomey is 0-for-3 in the game. Tomey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawton takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawton moves to third. Michael Jackson now pitching. Brent Breed pinch hits for Pat Mears. Brent Breed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Breed hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lawton scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive towards the mound. Jackson catches it and throws to first to double up Breed. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Hocking now playing shortstop. Dan Nalty now pitching. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giles takes first base on ball four. Pat Borders is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Borders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borders hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Giles moves to second. Mike Trombley now pitching. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Giles scores. Borders moves to third. It's 4-1, Indians. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Roberts is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hawking fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Becker is 0-for-3 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-3 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.